For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. A Montana State University Billings student studying abroad in France when the coronavirus started to spread in Europe made it home last week after a chaotic journey. He took precautions as he traveled, like wearing a face mask, but he now reports he's experiencing symptoms of the COVID-19 illness. When Christian Bautista, a junior at MSUB studying finance, first started hearing about coronavirus, he didn't think it was a big deal.
I think the one piece of truth in the news that kind of made us not take it as seriously was it was kind of like the flu. It was around a 1% death rate. Really, you know, young people would not have a problem with it.
NPR reports death rates for coronavirus range from 0.5% to 10% by country. The World Health Organization says while older people and people with pre-existing conditions are more vulnerable to the illness, young people can also become very sick. But Bautista didn't know that when French President Emmanuel Macron announced school closures on March 12th. Other exchange students started to return to their home countries in droves.
And it was all happening just strangely so fast. And the next day I went to a friend's, and at 10 a.m. he had everything in his room packed and he was getting on a flight later that day. This happened on a Thursday night, and by weekend's end, half the students had left.
Bautista decided he needed to get back to Billings. He booked a flight for the 18th. The hard part? Getting to the airport in Paris, about a six-hour bus ride from Strasbourg, where Bautista was studying.
When I got to the bus stop, the bus station was completely closed. No one was there.
Bautista called a taxi to the train station, just in time to watch the last scheduled train leave. Bautista had 12 hours to catch his flight. The taxi driver who took Bautista to the train station recommended trying BlaBlaCar, a popular rideshare app in Europe similar to Uber.
There was one car that was available that was leaving at midnight to kind of take an overnight red-eye drive to reach Paris airport at 5 a.m.
When Bautista left Paris, all passengers on the plane wore face masks. As his connecting flights through Atlanta and Minneapolis brought him closer to Montana, Bautista noticed less people wearing masks.
You know, on the final end flight, really, it was me and I think maybe one or two other people on the plane that kind of had a mask on.
Now that he's home, Bautista has quarantined himself and says he's experiencing symptoms consistent with COVID-19, though he decided not to seek testing. Bautista says he feels the coronavirus is a silently moving enemy because of the long incubation period where people who might not have symptoms can pass the illness to others.
So it is really quite scary when you consider how much more powerful this is compared to your average flu or your average sickness. You know, I'm in pretty good health, and even for me, it was kind of the worst sickness I've ever felt.
Bautista says people should protect themselves by following guidelines set by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, such as washing hands, practicing social distancing, and staying home if you're sick. He says he's starting to feel better.
I'll be getting there, though. I'm on my way back.
For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.